The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer to them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week and recovered from the eating and festivities that we did this week, and you're ready to go for another week. Our gospel reading today, been praying with it for a week and reading over and over again, it was kind of repeat: ill, naked, clothe me, give me food. But there's two words that struck me that never leaves my brain. Can you guess what it is? One is goats and shepherd. So I stuck with it. I prayed about it, and I made a research about this particular image, especially the behavior of these two animals. Let's look at it. Shepherd, we all know about this. Christ image is a good shepherd because the sheep is very meek, humble, and docile, teachable. Then, let's talk about the goats. When they eat, they chew so loud that you can hear from South Pasadena to Pasadena. Also, they're all over the place. They're very curious, but very smart. And I've been thinking about this. This is describing Father Marlin. My brain is all over, and I am ready to go and fired up. And thinking about this, what is this about two animals that Christ used to talk about spiritual life? And I found out in the biblical times, especially shepherding, goats and sheep eat the same area. They are in the same pasture, same grass, but when it's time for them to retire, the shepherd will tend them. But what happened? The sheep stays together, and the goats were everywhere. Sounds like your children. I'm just kidding. And I made more and more and more research about this because it's so fascinating, because in life we have this right and left, good and bad. This image has also been used in the story of the prodigal son. One is tamed, the eldest son, then the younger son was all over the place. It's the same image that's been used. But what I learned about this particular gospel is, this is the story also of the Beatitudes. This is the reason why Jesus is teaching his people around him, clothe the naked, feed the hungry. This particular gospel is also mirrored the Beatitude, the blessed. So what comes with this? The person on the left, the goats, are also blessed. No matter what, this particular person or goat that we don't like sometimes is also blessed. Think about this. When we were kids, you learned the song, Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Oh, I can sing. I'm off tune though. And then there's a rhyme. It's pretty easy to sing. And I made and look at more about the goats. The story of the hunchback of Notre Dame, when Esmeralda has a pet, which is a goat, who annoyed everybody. And I said, what happened to this goat that a bad rap? Poor thing. He's just like naturally doing what he needs to do, but they got a bad rap. And thinking about this in our spiritual life, especially in the life of Christ, most of Jesus' disciples, like Peter, they were all over the place. They think differently than Christ. So what is Christ doing here? He is changing the mindset of the people around him. So for us, we are celebrating Christ the King today, the weekend before the Advent. What is it for us? I learned this. Lordship of Christ is not about power over. The lordship of Christ is about friendship and relationship. Lordship of Christ is accessible. Christ is a friend. That's why in this particular gospel, there's no judgment, whether you're left or right, whether you're sheep or you're a goat. What I want you to think about, especially this Advent, I want you to think of a goat-like behavior of yours. I have plenty. But I want you to think of a goat-like behavior of yours. I'm going to challenge you also to think a new behavior that will change you to be a better person. And lastly, I did a wedding last Saturday in Chicago, and I flew in Friday. Before the rehearsal, a friend of mine, which we used to work in a high school in Chicago, brought us to a shelter. Believe me, I never heard this before. The bridal party went to a shelter where we serve the homeless. And this is what I learned. And I asked my friend why he did this. Because Marlon, when you were in Chicago and I was teaching, young people are so inspired in doing service. What I can do with my bridal party, I can teach them a good behavior. When there is a good behavior being taught, you can share that to other people and be learned. And he said, kindness, whether it's big or small, can be taught. And that's what I came up with that. And I said to him, I never realized I'm friends with saints until you experience this. So for you, or for all of us, who are preparing for the coming or the Christmas, I ask you to think of a behavior, a good behavior that you can learn this Advent so you can use it in your everyday life. This In this way, all of us are being created in the image of God, at the same time, share of God's kingdom. As I said, as a gentle reminder, God's or Christ's lordship or kingship is about friendship. But do you believe that Christ is our friend? And if not, I think this is the time to renew our friendship with God, because we are friends yesterday, today, and forever. Have a great week.